evening. It is December the 24th, 2024, in the year of our Lord, and it is our Christmas Eve service. And the title for my message is real simple: Are You Home for Christmas? My first passage of scripture comes from the prophet Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. And my other reading comes from the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I'll bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born for you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Are you home for Christmas? There's something to be said when we are away from our home. For some of us, there is a sense of longing in our hearts to be at home. There is this notion, this idea, this understanding that life would be better if we were home. The Bible reminds us quite frequently, both in the Old and New Testaments, that our lives, and really humanity in general, is one of being away from home. When we begin to prepare for Christmas, the story of Adam and Eve sets the stage in the proper context for it. Advent preparation is really about home. Being away from home, in exile, and then finally a homecoming. We long to be in a place where we feel comfortable, we feel accepted, and maybe most importantly, we feel loved. In fact, there was a popular song from a TV series called Cheers, which says, "Everybody knows your name." And for popular reference, Cheers, was very popular on NBC in the 90s. So when we stop and think about it, Christmas isn't only about a birth of a baby in a stable lying in a manger, nor is it about just shepherds in the field watching their flocks by night with this glorious appearance of the heavenly host. It's about Emmanuel, God with us, God finding us, wherever we may be at that moment, and whatever we have done in our lives. You see, in God's wonderful timing, our lostness and our longing for home will be returned to us. As adults of any age, we do not need a psychologist to tell us that what children fear the most is often being abandoned. Now, why do we say that? Because those feelings of abandonment is just as strong in adults as well. You want to know why so many adults in their elder years fret and worry about the future? Yeah, it's about your health being diminishing. And yes, there's a concern since you're retired, your income may be stretched thin. Those are valid concerns. But really, at the top of the list for many older adults that are retired, no one wants to be alone, realizing that all of their loved ones will go away and they will be by themselves. Maybe that is why the longing for home is so profound and strong at Christmas more than any other time of the year. Probably one of the most beloved songs during the build-up to Christmas was a song made popular by Bing Crosby and other entertainers as well over the years, such as Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, The Carpenters, and maybe more recently, though it's not really recent, Mariah Carey and other entertainers that young people might know. Now you might be asking yourself, well, what is the song that all of these entertainers have sung? I think maybe a number of you know the answer already. And it's, "I'll Be Home for Christmas." And the song goes on to say in its lyrics, "If only in my dreams." In a profound way, none of us are home for Christmas tonight. Because being home for Christmas in the truest, most biblical sense of the word would mean being with our Heavenly Father in eternity, the very one who loves us more than we can possibly ever imagine. Fred Craddock was a distinguished professor of preaching and teaching at Emory University and Candler School of Theology in Atlanta, Georgia. And he compared our life to the nomadic experience of living in a tent, constantly moving about. It's just temporary. We are just passing through on our way to our true home. So Christmas is not only about Mary and Joseph registering and going home to Bethlehem and then finding no room for them in any inns. It's about God coming home. You see, theologically speaking, we couldn't go to God, so God came to us in Bethlehem. So, whenever you hear that wonderful, beautiful song, "I'll Be Home for Christmas," You might hear Bing Crosby sing it, or Elvis, or some other contemporary artist. So much so that it stands out and leaves a memory-leaving imprint in your mind. When Luke, the gospel writer, hears the song, it is Almighty God who is singing. I'm grateful for everyone who came out here to our Christmas Eve service tonight. And you might ask yourself, why did you come? Amid family gatherings, with love and laughter and opening of gifts, maybe for some of you who came to the service, and maybe for those listening online, you felt the need to be near your true home tonight. To the one who loves you even more than your spouse, your parents, your family, and friends. I think for some, this is where you feel the greatest joy of all. During Christmas. For unto us this day is born, in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. God has come home. Amen.